Translation and purport by His Holiness Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Chandramali Swami Tinamine Namo Vishnu Padai Krishna Prestai Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatadine. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The sphere of outer space constitutes his eyepits, and the eyeball is the sun as the power of seeing. His eyelids are both the day and night, and in the movements of his eyebrows, the Brahma and similar supreme personalities reside. His palate is the director of water, Varuna, and the juice or essence of everything is his tongue. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To common sense, the description in this verse appears to be somewhat contradictory, because sometimes the sun has been described as the eyeball and sometimes as the outer space sphere. But there is no room for common sense in the injunction of the Shastras. We must accept description of the Shastras and concentrate more on the form of the Virat Rupa than on common sense. Common sense is always imperfect, whereas the description in the Shastra is always perfect and complete. If there is any incognito, it is due to our imperfection and not the Shastras. That is the method of approaching Vedic wisdom. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this sloka continues the description of the Virat Rupa, which is called the universal form, Vishwarupa, and so on. And this Virat Rupa is explained in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna showed Arjuna the Virat Rupa, and he told Arjuna, he explained to Arjuna about the Virat Rupa. Now, I would like to say a little story here, that when we talk about Virat Rupa, as a child, when I was growing up, we used to read Ramayana at our house. That was our daily routine in the evening, after evening prasadam or dinner, whatever you call. We would read from Ramayana, and there was this little verse in Ramayana, which goes as Sita Rama Mai Sabajag Janu Karahu Pranam Jori Jugapani. So the meaning of this verse is that one should see the whole world as Sitaram, because we used to read Ramayana, this verse is from Ramayana. And one should see the whole world and the contents in this world as Sitaram. And accordingly, one should worship the whole world. I mean, as a child, it never made sense to me. But as I grew older, literally, I used to see the whole world, and I used to think, yes, this whole world is the form of Sitaram. And this carried on until I joined Srila Prabhupada's movement in 79. And very gradually, the whole understanding and the concept changed. What does it mean today to me is quite different than what it meant in those days. So I'm quite indebted to Srila Prabhupada for opening up this whole vast knowledge of Shastras and Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so on. Otherwise, for us in Kali Yuga, how is it possible to even come nearer these priceless gems like Srimad Bhagavatam and all these Shastras? And this universal form was revealed by Krishna to various personalities such as Mother Yashoda. When Mother Yashoda asked Krishna to open his mouth, and what she saw in the Lord's mouth completely bewildered her, and she couldn't understand what her son is. But very quickly, she was covered by Mother Maya, because if she had carried on with that thought, she would have never been a mother to Krishna. She would have become her devotee. Mind though, she is his devotee. She's the topmost devotee. But because in this material world, Krishna wanted that type of leela, so Mother Yashoda forgot about the Virat Roop and carried on as her duty as a mother. Another person is Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjun was bewildered and Krishna showed him his universal form. What happened to Arjun then? He was so scared, wasn't he? If we saw universal form today, what would happen to us? Are we here, any one of us, capable, or can we stand in front of Virat Roop? Who can stand here? Anybody? I'm not, because I'm the most scared person here. So we cannot, if Arjun couldn't understand, with our little mind in this age of Kali Yuga, how can we understand? So Arjun saw, by the mercy of Lord, he saw this universal form. Sanjay saw partially. And Duryodhan and Shishupal saw the glimpse of it. And all this was due to the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And I have come across people who would say, this is imaginary. In certain religious groups, they would say that this form is imaginary form of the Lord. However, we call it imaginary because of our lack of understanding of this huge form and inability to see the Lord in everything around us. The experience I have is when we go to India, when we go for pilgrimage, for yatras. A few years ago, we went to Badrinath and Chardham Yatra. And when we are going by bus or by car or by taxi, and you are going through these Himalayas, and as you climb higher and higher, in the beginning, in Haridwar, Mother Ganga is quite near and you can see her. But as one climbs higher and higher, and as you go through these huge mountains, Mother Ganga seems far away, and she looks like a line that has been drawn by a pencil. And when you are around all these huge mountains, this is my experience, that one feels so insignificant. And we feel that, do we really, really belong in this realm of Himalayas? What to speak of the spiritual world? So that is my realization when I now try to understand the Virat Roop, that we are not able to understand or focus on it. And another thing is, Virat Roop is not spiritual. Lord's Virat Roop is material. So why is it material? Because it's made from various substance and various elements like earth, water, ether, fire, sky. And this we can experience when we go into Himalaya especially. Because then you can realize that the river is the veins of the Lord, and the mountains are the body and all that, and we cannot comprehend. Hence, the planetary system, the whole system, is the body of the Lord by various elements. And beyond this fire, air, ether, earth and so on, the elements, the another elements is the senses that we experience in our body. Isn't it? Without our senses, we cannot enjoy this material world. We cannot do anything. If we didn't have a sense of taste, we wouldn't taste the prasadam. If we didn't have the sense of eyes, how would we see? Ears, our hands, our legs. We need senses to work for us, for jiva, while jiva is in this material world. And then we have two senses in us. We have two sets of senses. One set of senses is gross senses, which we can see our eyes and hands and how the movement happens and all that. And another senses is subtle senses, which goes with jiva at the time of death. Those senses, our false ego, our mind, and all that comes with us at the time of death. So we have senses in the gross body, and we have senses in the subtle body. We have another third senses, which is spiritual. The third set of senses is spiritual. And that is when we reach the spiritual abode, when we go home. Those senses are completely spiritual rather than material. In those senses, in spiritual senses, there will be no desire to eat or sleep or take rest and so on. So a jiva experiences happiness and sadness due to these elements which are senses. Because of our senses, we experience happiness. If somebody prays us, if we get nice prasadam, if we are going on so-called holidays, we would be happy, wouldn't we? If our situation is comfortable, we feel happiness. And if our situation is not that good, then what happens to us? Anybody? What happens to us? We become unhappy, we become angry, we become depressed. all sorts of negativity we get covered by. So this happiness and this sadness, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that it comes. It comes to the jiva. But the dhir purush, the one who is sober, the one who is on the path of bhakti, can somehow tolerate it. Otherwise, happiness is very difficult to tolerate. When, say for instance, somebody won the lottery, few million pounds. The very first lottery that was won many, many years ago by some family. And within couple of years, that very person ended up in a mental home because he could not cope with that level of happiness. On the flip side, when somebody is unhappy, then the mental health kicks in. Isn't it our experience in the pandemic? What is the most we read? We read in the newspaper. What is the most we hear on the television, on the news? That depression. Can you believe it? Children age 5 and 7 are depressed. They have to go to a psychiatrist. They have to have therapies. And why is this? It's because the vital thing that is missing in life is the Lord. When the Lord is not there, all this we will be bound by. So, and the subtle senses, these are the gross senses. But the subtle senses, what are the subtle senses? How many times we have heard that people experience near-death experience on the operating theater. And their soul goes up and they see what is going on. And when they come back, they explain to the doctor the whole procedure they had gone through. And what the doctors were talking, what the surgeons were talking, they explained that. So the subtle senses are as powerful, if not more, than the gross senses. But jiva needs both senses to enjoy material senses. And jiva also needs the favor of the universal form. I mean, here we are reading that the sun is the eyeballs of the Lord. So we need favor of sun, Surya Dev. Why do we need favor? Can anybody tell me? Why do we need favor of Surya Dev? Yes, we get rain, we get so many things from Surya Dev. But the most important thing is, without Surya Dev, how can we see? These senses are only good because of the favor of devatas. Say, for instance, the whole world became in the darkness. The Surya Dev just went for one day. What would happen to us? We can't see anything. Even in the night, we need to have something, electricity or the ghee lamp. We need some substance for this organ, this sense to work. We need Varun Dev for us to taste. We need Ashwini Kumar for us to hear. We need Digpals for our senses, our limbs to work. So we as a jiva who are trapped in these five elements, fire, air, earth, water, ether, without the favor of these devata, without the favor of the Virat Rup, the universal form, all our senses are useless as nothing. However, as described in the Shastras, that all these devatas, how many devatas are there? 32 billion, million, how many? 33 million? All these devatas are under the control of the Supreme Lord. This one Lord is controlling them. Although devatas are much higher, on the much higher platform than us, even they are bound by these material elements. Even their body is made of certain elements which we cannot comprehend. And jiva, by performing pious activities, if we perform pious activities, we get a higher birth. Jivas can go to the planetary system. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam that by performing certain pious activities, one can become Indra, like Bali Maharaj, he's waiting to become Indra. Right? One can become a Brahma. So all this is possible by doing pious activities. On the negative side, if one lives certain life, then can go to hellish condition, where the lifestyle is completely different. On our earth, when we talk about hellish condition, we might not understand the hellish planets, but when we talk about hellish condition, we notice that people who are on this earth, who are homeless, people who are diseased, people who are born without Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. So, people who don't have food, the vital thing for our nourishment, which is food, people are not getting that. And those countries rely on other country to provide these things. So we don't have to go far to see the hellish condition. And according to karma, karmic reaction, all this happens according to the karmic reaction. Until the sense of enjoying in material world purifies by the association of sadhu, shastra, and eventually guru, this will carry on. We will go on a higher planetary system, we will go in the lower planetary system, we will be bound by this birth, death, old age, and disease, and we will be just running up and down. But coming into the association of devotees is by the causeless mercy of the Lord. It does not happen by our endeavor. Can anyone here say that we are here today because we are it? Because I was so great, I'm here today as a devotee. Can anyone of us say that? We can't, because we are so insignificant. So therefore, for jiva, to begin the spiritual life, for jiva it is beneficial to pray and to acknowledge the universal form. Like I said about my story as a child, I was bewildered But there was some acknowledgement that yes, these rivers are the veins of the Lord, and these mountains are the body, and the sky and the sun and the moon are the limbs of the Lord. But higher than the Virat Roop is the form of Lord Vishnu, who resides in the Vaikuntha planet. But higher than the Vaikuntha planet is the Lord himself, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who resides in the Golok, where Srila Prabhupada says, go home, go back to Godhead. He is the Godhead. And our aim, our dream, our desire, our goal should be to go there. How we do it? By association, by chanting, and by living in a framework. And out of all the processes, the topmost process is the bhakti of Shyama Sundar. Even Arjun, when he saw Virat Roop, when he saw the universal form, and when he couldn't take it, when his limbs started shaking, he asked the Lord, that's it, I can't see this anymore. So then Lord showed him the four-handed Vishnu form, Narayan form. And Arjun said, thank you very much, Lord, but can you please come back to your two-hand form? That form is more pleasing. There is a beautiful leela in Srimad Bhagavatam that when Krishna disappeared during Rasa Leela, gopis and Radharani, they were looking for Krishna. At that time, Krishna appeared to them as Narayan. But what did they do? What did the gopis do? Can anybody tell me? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? They were not interested in Narayan. Although in Vrindavan they worship Lord Narayan, but these gopis were not interested in Narayan. They only wanted Krishna. They only wanted the master of their heart. And to achieve prema bhakti, that is the love of God, in this age, I find it impossible. I find it totally, totally bewildering and impossible to obtain the love of God, or even to walk on the path of bhakti. But in the darkness of this realm of Kali Yuga, there is one glimpse of sun rays which is like we cannot see without the sun god. There is a rays of sun in this darkness of Kali Yuga. And who is that? That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Radha and Krishna combined appeared at Lord Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Yeah. And he came and he gave us a tool. He gave us a tool. When we do, the carpenter needs a tool, isn't it, to create something. Lord Chaitanya gave us a tool by which Jiva can go back home. Go back home where there is no need for material elements nor the senses. When Jiva goes back to Godhead, all these material and subtle elements and senses are left behind. And Jiva goes with the spiritual senses back to Godhead. Now what is that tool? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the tool Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And this tool was brought in Western world by our beloved Srila Prabhupada. So we will always, always, life after life, in eternity, we will be indebted to Srila Prabhupada, because there is nothing, even when we go back to Godhead, there is nothing that we could do that we will be out of his debt. Because we are indebted, otherwise how can we be here? We are so minute, we are so fallen, yet Srila Prabhupada, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy we are here. And by chanting this most powerful mantra, which Lord Shiva glorifies, when he was talking to Parvati, that in this Kali Yuga, this mantra, by this mantra, most of people will go back home. When I'm saying most of them, it doesn't look possible, most of them. But this movement is going to be here for 10,000 years. And in these 10,000 years, so many jivas will be entering the abode of the Lord. And what will happen then? We will achieve our constitutional position, which is jive swarupe hoy nitya Krishna das. We will, for eternity, we will serve Krishna. So therefore, universal form is to realize our position and our condition in this material world, that how insignificant we all are. Now, my realization in this is that in this universal place, say, let's imagine the universal form. If we come into the material realm, in this universal form, we have our earth. And in this earth, there is this England. And in this England, there is UK, Birmingham, whatever. And in this UK, Birmingham, there is this one street. And in this one street, there is a little house. In this little house or a palace, we have one seat, one chair. When we think about that, who are we? What are we worth? And we call ourselves it. I am somebody, I am something. Actually, we are nothing. We are so minute that we need other elements' favor to work here, to exist. So that is my realization. And we must call out. We must call out Krishna by chanting his name. Not with the lip service, from the heart. If we chant from the heart, core of our heart, if we chant from the core of our navel, then Krishna will listen. Krishna will hear our voice. So human beings' goal of life is to realize our unfortunate condition, which is traveling from one womb to another. And surrounded by these elements, five elements, birth, death, old age, disease. We are going, traveling one by one by one. But by the mercy of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya came. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Guru Parampara is, and Guru Parampara's mercy, and by the mercy of our most beloved in the ocean of mercy, Srila Prabhupada, he brought this unique mantra into our life. Therefore, we are always indebted to Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada generated this passage for us. that we can go home back to Godhead. This is my realization when I'm reading this Srimad Bhagavatam and trying to understand little with my little minute intelligence. Hare Krishna, if you have any questions, I'm not that scripturally high, but I will try to make some sense. And if there are any comments, any criticism, please, I would like to hear them so that I can purify myself. Without criticism, it's very, very difficult to better oneself. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. You'll have to speak up a bit. Yes. Well, would you like to answer, Prabhu? Okay, so am I understanding this right, that Surya Dev is Krishna? So how does this go? Yeah. Well, we all are part and partial of Krishna. My understanding is in here that, yes, all the demigods are part and partial of Krishna. We are part and partial of Krishna as well. But when we enter this material realm, we have certain activities to do, certain job to do. Therefore, Surya, although he is not different than Krishna, but Surya is not Krishna. Krishna is Krishna, and Surya is part and partial of Krishna. This is my understanding. If anybody has got any deeper understanding, I would like to hear that. Yeah.
But Lord Brahma is also considered a quality of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that okay, Prabhuji?
But it's also a thing that you and Ted Carver said that some of the demigods are more qualities than the Jiva. Brahma something mentioned, Jiva something mentioned, Surya.
Yes, 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 because they are far more powerful, they have got far more qualities than us in the lower planetary system, because Earth is not on the higher planetary system. Earth is in the, not the lowest of planetary system, but somewhere in between. So demigods are more powerful. They are empowered to do this type of service for Krishna. Like Lord Brahma, how can he create something so amazing and unique without being empowered? Like Srila Prabhupada, how could he go to the Western world at the age of 70 and create all this in such a short space of time? I mean, I have been in the movement since 1979. Hence, I haven't read all what Srila Prabhupada has written. So how has he done it? I haven't got capability to change one person, to preach to one person, to become Krishna conscious. Whereas Srila Prabhupada, he changed the whole world. This is empowerment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, anything else? Okay, in that case, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Guru Maharaj ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.